With WNPR News, I'm Vanessa De La Torre. Hartford is proposing to close some city schools. The move has triggered anxiety and a wave of parents, teachers, and students wanting to plead their school's case to the local Board of Education. Many got their chance at a public hearing this week, and they raised questions about community and fairness. Antonio Cruz drives a school bus for a living. He's also the father of a 9-year-old at a Hartford school that the superintendent wants to close. Speaking in a crowded auditorium, Cruz reached into his pocket and offered all he had.
Basically, if a guy, I work for you each and every day, and I'm proud to do it. But if it is the money, here's my wallet. You can take it. Save the school. As simple as that.
Superintendent Leslie Torres Rodriguez talks about the Hartford school system in the same way that a doctor might describe a sick patient. To get on a healthier path, she says the city needs fewer schools and has proposed closing 2 schools this summer and consolidating more in the next 3 years.
The urgency is here. The urgency has been here. It's now a matter of us as a community digging in, right, and saying this is what we must do regardless. And nonetheless, it is painful. These are hard decisions. There are going to be, there's going to be confusion. We're going to be in transition. But we have to push through.
Like other cities and towns, Hartford has not been immune to the rising cost of education. But here the pressures are magnified. The city almost went bankrupt. There was deep poverty and segregation in the neighborhood schools, and Hartford has a high number of special education students. Some schools in the city are half empty because families have left for other options. At Batchelder, a school that has been around for 60 years in the south end of Hartford, educators like Pat Delaney didn't think their school would be targeted. Their enrollment is fine.
We are a neighborhood school that has been in the business for a long time. And we now have some grandparents who are bringing their grandchildren to school, and the grandparents have been there. Their children have been there, and now their children are having children. So they, you know, it's kind of nice to see a cycle of family come all the way through. And obviously we're doing something right.
Batchelder has about 430 students in pre-kindergarten through 8th grade. If the school closes, students will be sent to other schools. Parents and school employees say they felt blindsided by the news. Making matters worse, the Hartford proposal includes the option of a regional Montessori magnet school taking over the building. Marisol Rodriguez works at Batchelder. She says it feels like the Hartford kids, most of whom are Black or Latino, are being dumped in order to accommodate students from the suburbs.
What I want for my children is to feel and be treated as they are equal to everyone else. Suburban children, Hartford children, we are all the same.
Shirley Aponte has 2 daughters at the school and says Batchelder has been like a second home.
Our kids have a voice. Please listen to it. They deserve the same opportunities as the surrounding town kids that will benefit from the magnet school being moved to our neighborhood. We are a batch worth saving. Please don't close our school.
The superintendent says downsizing the school system would eventually free up $15 million a year that could be used for intervention programs. The Hartford Board of Education is scheduled to vote on the school closures later this month. Vanessa De La Torre, WNPR News.